Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
We will raise a glass later on this morning, I guess, on a Try It Tuesday. Tom and Laura in the morning. How are you? Nothing fell on your head today, right?
No, okay, thank goodness gracious. All ceiling fans and light fixtures have remained firmly attached to the ceiling today.
Thank you. What a weird start to the show yesterday. Yesterday, the first Americans to get the COVID vaccine, ICU nurses in New York City.
It was awesome. I actually watched a live video of that, and it's so interesting. I never thought in my lifetime I would be watching live video and kind of like, yay, of someone getting vaccinated.
Exactly. Like yesterday we talked about the live play-by-play of the trucks pulling out of the Pfizer plant in Kentucky.
Yeah, whatever. It was awesome.
We never thought that we would be watching such a thing, but in case you missed it, it was kind of cool.
I'm a living testament. I feel great. When I have to do it over again in 21 days, I'll have no problems.
It felt great. Didn't feel any different than receiving any other vaccination that I've received in the past.
So today I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel.
So it is very important to not fear the vaccination. It is based on science.
And you heard Ali talking about it in the news. The first doses will be at Evangelical Community Hospital today. So We'll see what happens here. All of this, Laura, on a sad day in which the United States went over the 300,000 death mark.
That's so many people. That really should give us pause.
Yes, absolutely. Pause. Think about how valuable life is, without a doubt. First doses, on the way out there. Jimmy Fallon talks about it. With a late night soundbite coming up next. Also later this hour, a chance for you to shop in downtown Lewisburg.
We're still giving stuff away. And then every day we are one day closer to a shopping spree for someone in downtown Lewisburg.
And you and I both love downtown Lewisburg, without a doubt.
We do. I'm thinking, you know, I'll be hanging out in Lewisburg for a little bit this Saturday. I'm thinking about walking around downtown afterwards.
Well put. We will be broadcasting live again at Lewisburg, in Lewisburg, at Blaze Alexander Ford. So, yeah, why not just shop Lewisburg afterward? You're already in town, right?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. It's going to be good.
Very good. Tom and Laura in the morning, stay with us.
On a Try It Tuesday, beautiful Tuesday morning, 94KX.
Keeping it sweet on a Tuesday morning. I got to ask you this, Laura. When you bought your real Christmas tree, did you because people drill it and then shake it and all that stuff. But do you check your tree before you bring it in the house?
Because I've seen like the horror stories of people having, you know, animals in the house or like spiders. And I do not like spiders.
Ooh, that's true. I know you don't.
They have a place. It's just not close to me.
Yeah, they have a place, but it's not in your house.
Exactly.
Well, what happened? You know, we all talked about what happened with the Rockefeller Center tree, the little owl living in there. But a lot of people, I don't know. I mean, this story just reminded me of, number one, how stupid people could be. And number two, it made me immediately think, what would happen if this happened to Laura? Because I think it would be a viral video if you would grab your phone and start videoing. A woman in where? A woman in
Florida.
Of course, because this is where this stuff happens. She was taking a nap on the couch when a raccoon decided to come out of her Christmas tree.
She's Pocahontas,
I guess.
There's some furry body inside the Christmas tree.
No, it's not a cat. What is that?
It's not a cat, lady. Leave it alone.
A squirrel? Oh, it's a raccoon.
Oh, and she has dogs too, Laura, by the way. Animal Armageddon, Laura.
These are all the ornaments that made it. There's my beautiful tree.
Oh, no.
There's the raccoon.
again, I don't know what I was thinking. I let the dog back out. The dog pulled the raccoon from the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree came down with the raccoon. She sleeps right there in front of it. I've never had an animal in 7 years come through that door.
In 7 years. Wow, that's a long time. I never had an animal in my tree in 60 years, okay? But
yeah,
anyway.
I've made it, you know, well into my 30s and never had an animal in the tree.
So I'm thinking Murphy the Morning Show dog and MacGyver just laying there on the living room floor when a raccoon comes out of the tree. What Here's would your thing. Living room look like?
The fact that that tree was able to be unbaled, put on the stand, then with lights, then with all the ornaments and everything, and the animals didn't realize that there was a raccoon in there? What kind of dogs do you have? Yeah. My dogs, the instant that something wildlife-oriented entered the premise,
yes,
would have been all over it. That raccoon would have jumped out of the tree in 2 seconds. We would barely be in the door.
It would have been something from Christmas Vacation, right?
Well, but again, I don't think we would have been able to get the tree decorated.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I just, when I saw that story this morning, I thought of two things.
So
how
funny.
Dumb could you be to put a tree up with a raccoon living in it? And then number two.
I don't think the person's dumb. I think the raccoon was just hiding and she needs to double check her dog's sniffers.
Yeah, exactly. You're putting the lights and the decorations on the tree. You never look into the tree to see a raccoon. Ay, ay, ay.
My tree, like, I can see the trunk.
Yes, exactly. Like you,
like you, what I'm saying. Like,
now, maybe you'd miss a spider's nest and get freaked out, but I mean, if a raccoon was living in there, how could you miss a raccoon?
Or like a stink bug.
Yeah,
or
something like
a
that.
Stick
sure.
bug.
Yeah.
There was a stick bug once
right.
on my one Christmas tree.
Insects are a different category, you know what I mean? I mean, but live animals living in your tree and you have a dog who's not sniffing well, like you said. I don't know.
I mean, it is 2020. Be careful. Let your dog smell things regularly to make sure that they're maintaining their sense of smell and taste.
There you go.
You know, COVID-19. Uh-huh. It's scary.
News is next. We are discovering downtown Lewisburg every day with Tom and Laura. We have a gift card to give away. And, of course, you qualify to win bigger, right, Laura? Which is cool.
Absolutely. $250 to shop all throughout downtown Lewisburg up for grabs. And we get to give it away this Friday.
Mm-hmm. This Friday morning, we'll find out who the big winner is. Right now, though, we'd like to send you to the Lewisburg Deli.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller?
We are going to take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Yahoo! You won the lottery, and then you find out you lost. I didn't know that this could happen, Laura, but dozens of people in Kentucky thought they won $60,000 apiece in a lottery promotion, and then the Kentucky Lottery said, oh no, that was a typo on your tickets. You didn't win.
That's not cool.
No, it's not. And so what they decided to do is just give everybody $1,000 for their trouble. Wait, where's the other 59?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you owe me about $59,000.
So I'm sure this story will get a lot uglier before it gets better. But there was one woman, and listen to this, she was kind of sad that she didn't win $60,000, but she didn't have any money. So she was grateful for the $1,000.
They said that it was a mistake and that they don't really have to honor any of their tickets. They are offering me $1,000. Like I said, it was a $2 ticket. I got 2 Visa gift cards. I'm really grateful because I get to get my children something for Christmas this year. And I was really worried I wasn't going to. But what I want everyone to know is if you do play the lottery, do not assume you win when you win.
Wow, wow. So did you hear the shake in her voice? She got kind of choked up.
I know, she got choked up and emotional. Here's my question, though. What does that mean they don't have to honor any of the winnings?
I don't know. I wonder if it's that way in PA, because, wow.
I'd be interested. I don't play the lottery that often, although this time of year, sometimes we get some scratchers and Christmas cards and stuff.
Right, right.
And, I mean, if you win, you win, right?
This is what I'm thinking. I mean, oops, typo. You didn't win. No, you didn't win because you made a mistake. Pay those people. So, I don't know. It has me thinking differently about all those scratch-off cards I put inside Christmas cards and give out to people. I hope if they win, they win, or I'm going to be pulled into the conspiracy when I don't have anything to do with it. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, hey, news is coming up next. Allie's in for Mark again. She's got the news. Rob Center was quite a football game last night. Unbelievable football game where the Ravens score 5 points in 7 seconds to win it.
It's unbelievable. And that's your team.
Yeah. I mean, a 55-yard field goal to give them the lead, and on the ensuing kickoff, a safety. Just very weird. But anyway, he's got details on that. The snowstorm is coming. Steve will let us know. Next hour, a new Indiana Jones movie, and Harrison Ford is going to be in it. Are you kidding me?
I think that's fantastic. I love Harrison Ford.
So do I, but isn't he like 110 years old or something like that?
He is, and he looks great.
Ooh, does he? You've been Googling.
Maybe.
Anyway, we'll talk about Indiana Jones Part 5, Birthday Buddies, and more.
So much indie. So much indie.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
It's gonna snow. It's gonna snow. Tom and Laura in the morning. We may be the only two in the world excited about it. I'm not sure. I mean,
I think some other people are.
I mean, what if you're a kid? You know, I mean, we used to love when it snowed. That meant we didn't have school, but now kids aren't in school anyway. What does this whole snowstorm mean? I don't know.
I think it'll probably end up being a true snow day. And that's just knowing my teacher friends and how they have been teaching virtually.
Okay.
Teachers head into their buildings to teach virtually.
Oh, that's a good point, because they're not sitting at their kitchen table. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So if the teachers can't make it in, that means no school? Huh?
Probably.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, because if it's dangerous, that's what school districts typically make the decision on, if it's dangerous to travel, and they care about their teachers and custodians and all that. So I have a feeling it's going to be a real school day, unless they plan ahead today.
Okay. That's a good point, because right away people would think, well, my kids are homeschooling, and mom and maybe even dad, maybe both, are working from home, so this snowstorm's no big deal. But we forget that in some districts, kids are still going to school. And in other districts, what you're saying is the kids don't have to go, but the teachers do. All right. I wonder what the average Joe is thinking, because I'm like the average schmo. And I'm thinking, do I really have to go to the grocery store for bread, milk, and eggs so I could die eating French toast when the roof caves in? I still don't understand that philosophy.
Anyway. It's so funny. I guess to stock up on the perishables.
I guess.
But if you lose power, that stuff's going to go bad. Unless you stick it outside in the snow.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that, but you're right. I mean, it's just like, why, you know, if I am at the supermarket for a totally different reason, I always look at that person who has like $400 worth of groceries in their cart. And I always say, hey, you forgot the bread, milk, and eggs, you know, because they have 47 2-liter bottles of Pepsi or something,
right,
and 100 bags of chips, you know. So anyway, is today the day that we rush to the grocery store, because the storm's coming tomorrow? Is it?
That is correct. Today is the day.
Because tomorrow the storm is supposed to hit in mid-afternoon. So do you wait till the last second to go to the grocery store, like tomorrow midday?
Nope, you go today.
Wow, you sound like you know what you're talking about, woman. All right.
Well, just avoid the rush. Because tomorrow it'll be a rush, and then tomorrow people will be trying to get home from work during probably poor driving conditions.
Yes.
Attempting to stop at these places on the way home, it'll be a mess.
Yes, be careful. We should ask Central PA what they think of snow. I mean, are we still liking it? Tom and Laura love it. We're dreaming of a white Christmas. What do you guys think? Are you okay with it?
Actually, I feel like we should just do a social media poll.
Yeah.
Like a quick and dirty, like, do you love or hate snow? Check yes or no.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, and then we'll see like what exactly we're dealing with here. I'm hoping people like it. You know, I hope we're all dreaming of a white Christmas, but maybe
we absolutely are all dreaming of a white Christmas.
Okay. Well, you post that up, and we'll follow it throughout the morning. What do you think of this first snowstorm on the way? Are you liking snow? Yes or no? On the way, birthday buddies. Another chance for you to discover downtown Lewisburg, and Seth Meyers with a late night soundbite and the latest Indiana Jones movie.
Ooh, good stuff coming up with Tom and Laura in the Morning, right here on 94KX.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning. The average American slept 47 minutes less every single night in 2020.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I mean, us morning people, we don't sleep that much to begin with. But, you know, some say you deserve 8 hours sleep. We are now down to the average of 6 hours and 17 minutes.
Oh, that's not enough.
Oh, wait, that was last year. Now we're down to 5 hours and 30 minutes.
What?
Yikes.
Oh, that's definitely not enough.
5 hours. Is that why they sell that 5 hour energy crap you're supposed to drink?
They absolutely do. That's yeah. why.
Anyway, please get your sleep. I am a little sleep deprived because of the football game last night that had me up till all hours of the night. But I'll catch up sometime today. Maybe I'll fall asleep during a Zoom meeting. I like to do that. We continue to discover downtown Lewisburg with our gift card giveaway. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. We got one right now. And not only do you have a shot at the gift card, but you have a shot at the $250 shopping spree we'll be giving away on Friday.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Tell them what we're doing.
Be quick, quick, quick. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line to instantly win from downtown Lewisburg and, of course, be qualified for that shopping spree. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Ooh. Ooh.
Boilo, the champagne of the coal region.
Yes, it is. Corey Fossold was in our studio yesterday recording a commercial for Brewers Outlet. He is a big Boilo boy. He is the first person who ever gave me a sample of Boilo back in the 80s when I moved here.
Really?
I had no idea what Boilo was, and it was Christmas Eve. He said, here, cheers. And I drank it, and my throat closed. I think.
No, it shouldn't. It should just kind of give you a little warm, tingling, joyful sensation on the inside.
Yeah, his was a little harsh. So tell me how. I mean, we'll do this at 8:15. Try it Tuesday, but
we will.
Give us a hint. Like, how do you make this stuff?
It takes about an hour, and the key is you have to let it simmer. Hence the Boilo. You boil it.
You boil it slow. Is that like? Is Boilo like a Slovak word for boil it slow, dummy?
Well, we can talk about that after 8 o'clock, because there's a couple of different words, and obviously everyone's recipe is different or unique. It depends what portion of Eastern Europe or Southern Europe you come from.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways to make it, but the one thing that every Boilo recipe has in common.
Yes?
Cheap alcohol. Cheap. Okay. I'm talking like you go to the bottom shelf at the state store and you buy the plastic jug. Ooh. You do not go fancy on the alcohol.
I haven't done that since college. But anyway, okay. Try a Tuesday making Boilo, good old-fashioned coal region with Laura at 8:15. Also live on Facebook, Boilo fans. Also on the way next hour, the Cleveland Indians are changing their name. But they'll do it sooner or later. What?
Oh, jeez.
Details and more coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, stop. That's not true. It's totally
you know
not
what?
True.
If America would get as excited about this vaccine as they do about the fact that the McRib is back, we'd be in a good place.
You are absolutely right. Laura's there and I'm here, and Laura likes to do something on Tuesday called Try It Tuesday. She has tried so many different flavors of M&Ms.
I have.
You have cooked, you have baked, you have done just about everything, but today for the holiday season.
It's a staple in the coal region. The champagne of Pennsylvania's coal region, dare I say it. Boilo.
Boilo. Now, you're of that ethnicity. You're a coal region girl. I'm a coal region boy. I never heard of Boilo till I moved here. And I have sampled it, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've never tasted two that tasted alike.
No, and that's the thing. So it's actually a Lithuanian drink that is traditionally created, made, and then drank around the holidays. And it's called Krupnikas, or in Polish, it's Krupnik. And the name Boilo basically is the anglicized or the English version of how you make it, which is you put a whole bunch of stuff in a pot and you boil it on the stove.
Oh, so if someone says Boilo and they don't know the other names, maybe they're just making it up, a bunch of stuff in a pot. But what were those names again?
Krupnikas is in Lithuanian or Krupnik in Polish.
Krupnik? Wow.
Yep, K-R-U-P-N-I-K, Krupnik.
Now your
Krupnik.
Your variety of Boilo, which ethnicity does it come from?
It would be Polish. Okay. It is from the Waszaleski side of the family, although I cannot take full credit because my recipe, and he's an awesome dude, and it's one of my Uncle Jeff's best friends, Greg Sakavage. You know Greg.
Yeah, I do. From his family?
Yeah, so it's based on his recipe. My Uncle Jeff got it from him and then shared it with the family, obviously. And I kind of course, I tweak it. It depends on the flavor that you like. So pretty much you add spices. So think like wassail spices, right?
Right.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, star anise or caraway seeds, allspice. And then you add a whole bunch of citrus fruits, so oranges and lemons, and then a butt ton of honey.
Okay, what is a butt ton of honey? Like a gallon or 10 gallons?
At least 2 pounds.
Wow. Okay. Now, the ingredient that is the alcohol, can that vary?
It can. So okay. It can be whiskey, which is what I use pretty much every year that I make it, and I make it every year. You can use vodka, but basically, whether you are Lithuanian, Polish, Czechoslovakian, Slovenian, it doesn't matter. The one thing that this alcohol has in common is it has to be super duper strong, so high proof.
Okay.
And cheap.
High proof and cheap. Okay. All right. I am eager to sample this. You will be making it Facebook Live momentarily. So
indeed,
follow along with Laura. Take some notes. Make your own Boilo or Krupnik or whatever you called it.
Krupnikas.
Yes. Yes. So I'm excited about it. I want to watch the video as well. Again, Facebook Live, and if you can't watch it live in the next few minutes, watch it later on today.
Here's the thing, friends. Don't judge, because as you are making the Boilo, obviously it has to simmer for quite some time, but you have to like start your day with a little shot of something. So like we have to cheers and then get to making the Boilo. You have to.
All right, you get to it, girl. It's Try It Tuesday.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Snow will start tomorrow afternoon, be heavy at times right through the night. We could get a foot or more of snow. In a recent survey, the top 10 things people don't like about winter. Some interesting things in here, Laura.
Probably shoveling snow.
Let's see if it's on the list. Number 10 is getting out of bed in the morning because it's warm. That's any day. That's any day.
That is any day.
Slipping and falling on the ice. Okay. Having to do your chores inside, like not being able to hang the clothes out to dry. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
Dry skin and chapped lips. You could do something about that. Come on.
You could.
How about waking up in the dark and coming home in the dark? There it is.
I was going to say, that is the bane of our existence.
Yeah. It seems like you always feel cold. Hello, it's winter. Put on a sweater.
Sweater weather.
Your heating bills is number 4. Scraping the ice off the windshield. Not enough sunshine. And the days are too short. There's your top 10. What? People enjoy shoveling snow, like he said? It's not on the top 10.
I was going to say, shoveling snow. I mean, yes, it's okay every once in a while. But when I hear a foot to 2 feet of snow,
that's a lot of shoveling.
I'm like, I should get the snow blower up out of the basement and make sure it still works.
Fire her up. Yep. Our Facebook question today, what do you think of the snow? Is it still 50-50?
I feel like those who love the snow are kind of taking over. Lots of people are excited.
Is it, you think, because of this miserable 2020 we've had, we're looking forward to white, beautiful snow? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Although this one person was like, we just moved here from Florida and I am not looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, welcome to Pennsylvania. Have a nice day.
Right, wow. Exactly.
Are your dogs excited? I could hear them in the background. Do your
Murphy
dogs like snow?
Murphy is running laps. They are right now living their best life. They're playing a little bit. I think they're excited. Actually, these dogs love snow.
So they do. Both of them? Yeah, both of them like the snow.
Oh, Murph, Murph, do you like the snow? Doodles, do you like the snow? Mackie, yes? Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah, oh, yes.
There's some slobber.
Oh, you don't like the snow?
Wait, what? Come on, Mac.
No, you do like the snow.
I
You're
know
okay.
it does. So they're doing a little roughhousing, waiting for the snow. Well, either
Indeed
that.
They are. They were also doing a little bit of barking on my Facebook Live video, so that happened.
Okay, were they doing
exactly?
Were they doing a little sampling?
No, although I did a little sampling, I did say cheers. I said, "What am I doing with this little cup of whiskey?"
Yeah,
we're making Boilo.
Cheers. News is next. It's Tom and Laura and
MacGyver and Murphy. We're very excited about the snow on 94KX.
You hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy.
Yes, Cosmo Claus is coming to town. You know, a great, just like the commercial says, a great stocking stuffer would be like Knoebel's ride tickets, wouldn't it?
Ride tickets, gift cards. The best thing about the ride tickets is they never expire.
Yes. I mean, you find them in that junk drawer in the kitchen with the scissors and the scotch tape and all the rubber bands. And you're like, hey, look, I found some Knoebel's tickets.
I thought I was the only one who had that happen.
No, man, that's everybody. So here's your chance to win a $20 gift card and $20 like ride ticket vouchers to Knoebel's. All you have to do is get on that social media thing, right?
Mm-hmm. That book of faces.
That book of faces. And pick up the Cosmo Claus keyword of the day. All right. And you text it to 49330 and you just wait to win. Randomly selected winners throughout the day, all the way up to like the 22nd of the month. This is pretty cool.
It's awesome. And it's perfect because you really don't have to try that hard.
No.
You just listen for that keyword, send it in, and you could win.
And as soon as you win that gift card or the tickets, what do you do with them? You put them in the junk drawer.
Right.
And then you find them this summer, and you go, oh, my goodness, look, we got tickets. Or you use them as stocking stuffers, right?
Exactly.
Give me that Cosmo Claus song again, Laura.
Let's Cosmo Claus is coming to town.
We're not bad. Snow, snow, beautiful snow. Step on a hunk and away you go. My grandfather used to say that. I don't know. It's, I don't know if that was his own poetry
so
or what. But anyway, here comes the snow. Get ready. Tom and Laura will be with you tomorrow morning. The snow doesn't start until afternoon, but then it doesn't stop until what, January? It'll be fun. Come on, guys.
It'll be very, very fun.
And thank you for your replies on our Facebook question. It seems like more people are liking the idea of snow now. I like it.
I think so.
Yeah.
And ahead of the snowstorm, I found this online. A friend of mine on Facebook, Susan, shared it.
Okay.
And I wanted to share it with all of you this morning.
All right. What you got?
It's December, the time of year we can wear cozy clothes and stay in. Like the other 11 months of 2020, but festive.
It's
but
so,
festive.
It's so wrong, but it's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah. Let's stay inside and stay cozy like we have all year. Anyway.
Dress warm, dress cozy, stay inside like the rest of 2020. But festive.
But festive. Chad Evans is next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.